Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you want to know what my favorite genre of music is?
What?
My favorite genre of music is when I need help with stuff up from the car. And that's always the calls that Tom will ignore. So I'm calling them, trying to get all the stuff up from the car. Yeah. That's my favorite genre of music. It's like, go straight to voicemail. Every time. Every time without fail. Every time I need help, without fail. He'll call me when I'm in the supermarket.
Yeah.
He'll answer when I'm anywhere else. Minute I get into that garage.
Doesn't compute.
I call. They know. They know.
It's like that. Do you ever see the videos? It's like, I call for help 3 fucking times. Yeah, like,
not a fuck you, Harry. You nut.
Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And my name is Carla.
Hopefully we're sounding a bit better this week. We got to lend us some podcast gear off somebody who said they were going to start a podcast and
2 years
never
ago.
Did.
And never did.
But she's...
Brand new in the box. And
she's come through for us today.
Yeah, she really has. How did we not put... That's what I...
We did. We mentioned this. And then, like, that's what even me voicing out to you the other day. I was like... Why didn't we do this before?
I
don't think we anticipated our gear being fucked for as long as it has been.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a 2 week turnaround.
Well, that's like Lindsay's. She has the same gear as us and hers was sorted within like 10 days.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, could take up to 60 days. I was like, I fucking hate you.
Fuck you.
Oh, we had, anyway, we had bangers, you couriers, bangers, whatever. Don't shop on gear for music if you want your equipment. To not be complicated when you're returning it. And also .ie, don't think so. I was very much calling .co.uk. Those fuckers are sitting in the quote unquote mainland. tell you that.
And they don't give a fuck about their jobs either.
No fucks.
What's the story with you, Annie Crack? Today's my last day recording.
I know.
For me, Matt leave.
I can see the light slowly going from your eyes.
I know, yeah. I'm fucking clocking off, lads. I'm clocking off. Carla's going to have a few guesty westies.
Yeah, fuck knows how that's going to go, to be honest. I have to learn how to upload everything, so God knows.
We've been doing the podcast 4 years. Carla doesn't have a clue how it all goes onto the internet.
No. It's in the cloud somewhere. The cloud is dealing with that.
I was going to do... it's not in the cloud. It's in Jen's head. Jen does it every week. But the...
I know, but you just showed me that. It doesn't seem like fucking rocket science.
No, it's not.
And everybody kept saying, I was there panicking to all my podcast mates. They were like, literally, it takes 2 seconds.
I was like,
no, but I don't know what I'm doing. They're like, okay, well, no worries. You'll be fine. I think it's because we've had so many troubles with like inputs and output. Like over the year, we've been doing this a long fucking time.
Yeah.
And over the years, we've changed our equipment 4 times.
Yeah.
And the way that we record things so many different times. We used to record into GarageBand, huddled together on our snowballs. Then we went with Rodecaster and we recorded into Rodecaster and then transferred it. Then we went back to recording straight through this. Now we're on this stuff. We've tried everything.
We've done it all, lads.
Yeah. We've invested some amount of fucking money into it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sure, look, we move. We absolutely do move. And sure, you be a pro. You'll be an absolute pro by the end of today.
We'll see.
Hopefully. We're getting phone calls.
Yeah, I'll be like, Jen, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So anyway, guys, that's that. This year has been, this is mad. This Christmas run-up is mad. And I don't know if it's because I'm going away and I feel so, like, up the walls about that. I haven't been away for Christmas since I was 19.
Have you not?
No.
I feel like I don't know why I feel like you've been away for Christmas a few times.
No.
Yeah.
Haven't been away in literally 14 years.
Jesus, straight yeah. around now.
For Christmas. Christmas 2009 was the last time that I was away. And it was... time just seemed so different back then.
Yeah.
Time just seemed unbelievably differently different back then. Whereas now I'm just kind of like, we're barreling toward it. And my family are... have so much stuff bought for my
what
American
would they
family.
Do if you weren't going?
They wouldn't have it.
They wouldn't be doing
my
it.
My aunt comes back once a year for like a month,
so,
and my dad goes over once a year as well, so
but now they're just barreling it all on you.
It's just the panic, the yeah. sheer
what
panic.
Made you make this decision?
I hate Christmas. I absolutely despise it. I don't like being over here anymore for Christmas. I'm not in the mood to drink for 3 weeks straight anymore. I get really depressed. I get really bored. I get very anxious. So this year I just wanted to spend Christmas with my family in the States. Because every time I go over there, honestly, I think it's being in a slightly different time zone. It's only 5 hours behind. But it like just takes me out of my own head. Because it's like I'm not on the same as everyone else. Do you get me? So it's like I get to just... like no one's at me. You know the way everyone's at me all the time? Yeah. No one's at me because I'm in a different country.
It doesn't feel like real life when you're away. Because yeah. you're not... like you're just not in the same...
I'm like suspended.
Yeah.
In air. Do you know that kind of way? So it's like it just suits me.
Yeah, it's grand, isn't it?
Suits me down to the ground, I think. Well, we'll see. I mean, I haven't done it and I've never been away with him for Christmas. So... it'll be interesting to see how we go. And then, so it's not about, it's like, you know, before you travel anywhere, you get bad anxiety.
But yeah.
I get really bad anxiety because I'm packing for two different climates.
Yeah, you're going to the States and Mexico.
Yeah, so I'm packing for 30 degree heat and -4.
Yeah.
So, kind of hard.
Lovely.
But, again, all real fun things. I think it's just because everyone get... I don't know what it is. It's like the run up to Christmas, everybody feels like they have to see each other when they absolutely don't.
No, I know.
And it's like all these ceremonies been thrown in. Like my biggest issue is honestly getting the podcast episodes done because it's so complicated with everybody's schedules and trying to fucking fit around everybody and trying to do new equipment, never done this before. I'm just trying to like minimize the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a stressful week as is. Also trying to get fucking presents for everybody finally sorted.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
we should boycott presents 1 year, just see how we all get on.
We say this every year. My sister will not have a bar of it. Will not have a bar of it.
Well, I mean, the story you were telling me earlier, she was out shopping for 7 hours yesterday, like looking
seven
to buy
hours.
For the milkman.
I was there for four.
I'd fucking deck
four
her.
Of those hours. And she doesn't just want, she wants to go through every aisle. Every aisle, every section. You can't, like in Boots, every aisle. Like, you're not missing, like, even the men's deodorant section. No, we're going through that aisle too.
Yeah, no, she's too much time on her hands.
It's fucking mad. It's absolutely mad. So, look, it's just been a very stressful, like, also, 2024, big changes for me. And I think that's kind of, like, been very...
you're waiting on that.
Yeah, like, that's in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, ugh.
It is, yeah, it's going to be a mad year.
Because this is going to be this weekend, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, grand. Anyway, more on that in a later episode. But yeah, it's all just kind of like, you know, when you thought you had time and then you don't have time and then you're like,
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been shit. Anyway, you're having a child.
I'm having
this
a
time next week you'll have a baby.
I will have a baby. I'll be in the rotunda this time next week after birth and a child.
Drinking Cosmos.
Drinking me little, I'm going to bring in a little... sneaky Cosmo from when we had Lukey Luke on.
Yeah.
He gave us little gifts. I have to get that print up as well that he gave us, that his mum made. And then he gave us a little bottle of Cosmo and he said, there you go, now for after you have the baby. And I was like, I'll put that in my hospital bag, thanks very much.
She literally has.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So absolutely dying for that. And I'll be on the Oxy. Life will be fucking great.
Yeah, this time next week is a good day for you.
It's going to be the best Friday feeling ever.
Yeah. It's going to be with TGIF.
I just hope somebody's there to watch the baby.
Well, I'm off my face. Bobby tearing up Dublin. Bobby literally tearing up Dublin. Jen in the hospital. Yo, Q1.
I honestly, on being on Oxy after a section.
That's what you're looking forward to. I can see the sparkle in your eyes. It's come back.
It's
come back. She's like, ooh.
that apple, it's not my daughter.
No, it's the apple in my eye is actually Oxy.
The Oxy. And I can't wait for a bit of Oxy.
You can see exactly, if Jen lived in America, you can see exactly what kind of mash you'd be.
I can see how they get addicted. Like,
you'd be
really
on it.
Can.
You'd be fucking on it.
It's, no, do you know what? It's grand for the temporary use. I don't mean to take the piss out, but I know it's a highly addictive substance.
Jen's like, anyway.
And it has ruined lives, obviously. Sorry, I have that really fucking phlegmy cough that everybody has. But honestly, when you're on it, it's like you can look after everybody else's baby on the ward.
Wow.
Yeah.
That good?
So good. So, so good.
God, on a ward and everything. Fucking hell, lads. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's, yeah. It's a, it's an experience, all right.
No, thanks. Just the thought there.
No, no, thank you. I love the rotunda though, and I miss it when I'm not there.
No, when you fucking talk about it all the time, I'm like, it's like a long lost pen pal to you.
It's, yeah.
She go right. And have another just so she can fucking go back. It's like your favourite hotel.
I love it. It's just, it's the atmosphere, it's the new babies, it's the...
Yeah, you like all that.
It's cute. Yeah. It's fucking cute.
Cute.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about childbirth in this one. We're here to talk about festive fuck-ups.
Festive fuck-ups.
Festive fuck-ups.
Yeah.
So we all know you fucking ruined Ray's life one year when you brought everybody back on Christmas Eve.
Broke a chair, put it into the Christmas tree. Yeah, really fucking... Yeah, I really...
What an absolute asshole.
Yeah, absolutely, like, tore up the gaff. Place was wrecked. Yeah.
I didn't really have any experiences like that. I remember getting absolutely fucking ossified one year and I got my Christmas bonus from work and I started giving, like writing Christmas cards to people and putting, like, 50s in them. That was a fuck up. I regret very much. I was, like, 19.
Oh, no.
Living in my ma's. You know what I mean? Feeling generous.
No thoughts. But also, back then, everything was like a euro. Do you remember? Yeah. Like, you would have a 50 quid and it would do you for a month of nights out.
It was such Celtic Tiger energy, Like, it was just... Because even, like, I'd get... Just before my family started doing the Chris Kindle and stuff like that, like, you'd get everybody... Something for everybody and then they opened their card and they got a 50 as well. They were like, oh my God, Jen! And I was like, oh, I forgot about that. Fuck.
You're like, oh, Jesus. That's where my money went.
Bollocks.
Do you remember ATM? Like, do you remember going to an ATM and having to go to an ATM and how, like, how chained we were to them?
I know.
Like, oh, I'll just have to nip out to the ATM. And it just became, I don't know why this came into my head the other day, but I think it was because I was doubly pissed off with the one for all vouchers that are shite and you can't use anywhere. And I was, like, thinking about ATMs and how, like, on a night out, you'd be like, I'm just going to nip to the ATM. And you'd actually go and go on that quest. You know, you would actually build it into your night out. Or your taxi or your anything. Like, it was like the ATM was like, and the queues for the ATM.
Yeah.
The ATM running out of money. What are you going to do? It was just.
Or it was like a big thing. Like, oh no, I'll pay on my card and I'll get cash back.
Cash back? Do you do cash back? Oh, you're a saint.
I haven't heard cash back in. Yeah. It's how times have changed.
But like even like, honestly.
Cash is king. That's what they say. Yeah, the cheeky fuckers will always
cheeky tell you. Fuckers, I tell you that. But like, Delir Street and fucking all those places.
I know, yeah. Westmoreland, like, outside the centre on the...
Yeah.
Like, the keys. Yeah, like...
And it's, like, it's ingrained into our heads where you'd just be like, I'm going to this club, so the nearest ATM is, like, 15 minutes away, and you'd have no problem. You'd be like, yeah, I'm just popping to the ATM.
But you'd be full of fucking beer, though. It was a quest.
And we were young. It was a quest. Yeah, it was an adventure.
Woo!
And someone else would be like, oh, I'll go with you.
Yeah,
someone else would be like, no, I got my cash out earlier. Or before a night out, you'd be like, now, make sure everybody got their cash out.
I know.
How much cash are you bringing?
I know. It's crazy. But then you could keep track a bit.
They'd say you could be like, no, I can't afford another round, but I can't afford the taxi and me chips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you'd be going to the ATM on Temple Bar full of piss. It was full of piss.
Oh, it was disgusting.
It was full of piss.
Yeah, it was foul. But I don't know why, but particularly around this time of year, because there were so many nights out.
Yeah.
Because like, especially in college, you'd have the college wrap up and then the girlies from home wrap up and then the this, that and the other and then somebody else is meeting somebody else in the pub and then like you had nothing else to do other than fucking sit in Mayo's Castle Knock for two weeks.
I see posts going up of like the gym Christmas night out.
That's why gym Christmas night out. And it was only because I was having a little mini panic attack the other day and my friend was just like, cancel everybody.
Yeah.
You will see them next year. And I was like, no, because she was no. She was like, the magic of a Christmas night out isn't Christmas. It's you being with your mates. Cancel everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I can't do that. She's like, Yes, you can.
No. I know. I'm actually fucking delighted I don't have to go to a Christmas party this year. Like, yeah. I really am. It's just, it's that night. And I've said before, like, you should... What did I say at the start of this year on one of the podcasts? I was just like, I'm going to schedule now. Real fucking sure got knocked up then.
Yeah.
But, like, the Christmas party is the night.
Yeah. And people really act like it's the night.
The night. Yeah. It's like the first night of a holiday.
Yeah. I think that's it. It's like they can taste the revisit this in January vibes.
Like, yeah, we should go out more often. Yeah. Like, honestly, I think we were moshing at it last year, like fucking McGowan's, you know what I mean? We were all in a hoop.
Moshing. Oh.
It was funny. You make a show of yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I like the smaller ones. Like, the bigger ones are grand, but sometimes you can kind of get, you know, when you get caught, what the fuck wrong with you?
Oh, no.
No, I missed two of my Christmas parties this year. And again, anxious about it. Don't know why. But very anxious about it. And I'm kind of fucking delighted. Yeah. Now, looking back, I'm just like, oh, I can't.
Even remember that weekend, it was the weekend before last weekend, you had a night out the night before. Mm-hmm. Adam had a heavy night, and I was waking up and I was just like, oh my god, everybody's hungover.
Yeah. And you were just like, yeah, please. You were fresh. Yeah.
I was like, I'm so smug right now.
Yeah,
fuck yous all.
Yeah, I feel like everybody had their Christmas night out last, but I feel like it's very late. We have a night out now at this point.
People have it closer because Christmas on a weekend this year.
Yeah, true.
You know,
it's hard because you don't get as long off this year, I don't think.
I know, it's weird. Yeah, everybody just gets off on the Friday, and maybe a half day on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
If you're lucky. And then you've got Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then you just straight into the kind of aftermath.
The bankers.
That weird kind of time between
at
Christmas
least
Day
it's
and.
During a week, though, this year.
Really?
Yeah, and then you have New Year's the next weekend.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a fresh start on the Jan.
And then you go again.
Yeah,
fair.
Kind of grand, you
know? That's fair.
But anyway, that was your fuck up. I didn't really have that many fuck ups.
Well, you put the 50s into the card. That's fairly. That's financially.
Fuck up, yeah. Financially fucked myself up there. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at the age of 19, like, you're a young one for that. I also bought Ray a. He's very particular about what he gets, like, as gifts. For somebody who'd be happy with anything, he's also very particular. So I got him like a Canterbury vest top. And I got it an extra small because Ray's only tiny. Yeah. But Ray hates wearing anything that's like... Ray's the kind of person where like he'd eat something and you'd be like, he'd be like, that was beautiful. And I'd be like, no, it was no sugar. Yeah, you could tell.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
Like so fussy.
Fucking no one.
Or you'd like make him a tea and he'd be like, that tea was lovely. I'd be like, yeah, it was skim milk. Don't do that again. You know? I remember I gave him vegan chocolate. He was disgusted.
Don't be telling him.
He was, I know, but afterwards, I make him eat it. And then afterwards, I'm like, no, that was vegan. And the face
but
just
that's
drops.
Just a real, like,
gotcha.
The face
just drops. Yeah, I know, because I'm like, aren't you fucking gas now? Moaning constantly about can't have tea in the house now because there's only super milk. I'm like, yes, you can. No, honey, I can't. I'm like, you fucking can. You're such a, like, I get it. But I hate when someone's like, Coke Zero, okay? I'm like, no, it's not. But I'll have it and I'll shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
I know, it's like in a restaurant, like, oh, I'll have a Diet Coke. Pepsi Max, okay? Is real money okay?
Yeah.
Fine, I'll
and
do.
Like, no, and every time I'm like, no, it's actually not. Can I change that? And they're always like, I'm like, Coke Zero and Coke Diet Coke are not the same thing. If I'm not tasting rust, I'm not fucking drinking it.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
If I'm not tasting metal, I'm not tasting the chemicals in it, I'm not fucking drinking that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It is.
And I get, look, you know, people keep sending me these things. I understand Diet Coke people. Me and Jen are Diet Coke people. And I understand that
we
are insane.
My baby's a Diet Coke gal.
Yeah, exactly. She's a Diet Coke girl. She knows. She's got taste.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand that, like, we are not the same.
No, they're not the same.
We are not the same.
They're just not the same.
But anyway.
Shall we get into our...
Everybody else's
festive fuck-ups.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you put a box out. You wanted to know what people's festive fuck-ups were.
I did, yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely. I'd like to revisit this one.
I'm actually just after fucking remembering the video. Do you remember the fucking... I can't remember how this video started. I just remember seeing a video of somebody fucking a turkey around the hall with a sweeping brush.
Oh my god, yeah.
And it was an Irish man. She's like, fucking turkey. So you can hear all my phlegm going up.
Oh.
Fucking turkey's ruined. I actually think the girl who uploaded it, her name is Aoife. I can see some people crediting her now. It was just so fucking funny. I hope that resurfaces.
If you do want a really good laugh, go back to our December episodes. Do you remember the turkey out the window?
Nicest turkey they ever tasted. Got fucked out the window three times.
Very tempting. I think that was Christmas Fight Club, was that? There was Holiday Fight Club and then Christmas Fight Club. Anyway, it was like Festive Fights, I think it was. Anyway, yeah. It was one of the Christmases, maybe 2021. It was fucking bonkers.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was very, very
There was
funny.
Something got to do with an uncle and the turkey getting fucked out the window three times. But turned out to be the nicest turkey they've ever tasted.
Yeah. I think he was being an arsehole. I think it was the dad, and I think the man and him were either having a row or they were divorced or something. I'm fucking mad. Anyway. Some very good stories. That was just one that just when you said the turkey thing, I was like, are you going to say about the turkey at the window? Because that's every year I'm like, maybe we could just throw it out the window three times and see how it tenderizes. See the juices.
Anyway, oh, brilliant.
On behalf of my fella, I will drag it up again and I will drag it up every year. The pre-packed hamper that you wouldn't even get for your auntie. When I went to hoof into the bottle of quote unquote Prosecco in the bottom of it to drown my sorrows of the shit gift. We were together 10 years at this stage. It was then I realised that it was Elderflower Cordial. Possibly the worst present he's ever gotten me. Not because I'm a shallow cunt, but because of the sheer lack of effort that he had put in. That was quite a fuck up on his part and I still don't let him live it down. Now, this listener wrote us when we said worst Christmas gifts. Do you remember? And it was like fucking McVitie's. And it was like a proper like golf club hamper.
Fuck.
One like just store bought, like
yeah.
Whatever Dunn's had to throw into the hamper at
last
that point
minute,
in time.
That's a last minute gift. That's whatever is left on the shelf vibes.
That's what I mean. It's like, I don't know what to get her. I'll get her this hamper. Like you would.
Simply finest or simply better. Mm-hmm. Like range.
Yeah. Like now, Ray was captain of the hampers this year.
Right.
Okay. Don't know why. So he had to go and make all the hampers for the golf club. And he got like some of the stuff. Toffee popcorn. I said, what are you putting that? I just thought in there. I go, no, you're fucking not. You got around 8 chutneys. I was like, why do you so much chutney?
Oh, God.
Then tea bags. I was like, you're not putting tea bags in there. And he was like, look, I looked it up online. And in all fairness, every single fucking hamper has tea bags. What?
Do you know what? I always get hamper from my manager every year. And it's one of those, it's like a food hamper.
Yeah.
So like the bottles of wine are always hidden under like the display hay.
Yeah.
But then there's always like a chutney, a Christmas pudding, a pack of mince pies, like a thing of Lily O'Brien's. Like it's like an unwritten rule of this is a food hamper. Put this in it. Chutney is always present. Or marmalade.
Yeah. It was some of the stuff that he was putting in. I was like, right, you're not putting that in. I was like, return that.
Yeah. He needs to be told he's not gifts. Not AE as well though.
Huh?
Right. He's not gifts.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. It's like.
He could have done anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was mad anyway.
Yeah.
And just seeing him put together. And then we had our girly hamper night.
Yeah.
And I put the lights on mine. So then he went and he bought lights for all of his.
You're an inspiration to him.
And that's so fucking cute.
Isn't that so fucking cute?
I love it.
You're an absolute inspiration to him. That's what happened. I was very impressed with your hamper night.
I have a full TikTok to go up on it. Thank you. I have a full TikTok. I just haven't edited it yet because I haven't had a fucking minute.
That was our Galsmas.
We did hamper night. We all picked a colour.
You picked a colour yet? Yeah. Sorry,
so I was gold. Katrina was silver. Stacey was red. And Sue was green. And everybody voted for Sue's hamper to win just because there was a bottle of gin and Pringles in it.
Yeah.
And her hamper was the shyest. Even when she came in, we were all like, what is that? And she thought hers was deadly. And then the rest of us like were literally like, are you mad? And Stacey, who put so much effort into hers, came last. And you know what she's like? Only child. She was not okay. She wouldn't show any of us photos. Like, Sue showed us photos of hers the whole way through. Me too. I was like, oh, build my hamper now. Doing X, Y, and Z. No, she wouldn't show us a fucking thing. She thought she was going to come in and be like the Beyonce of hampers. It was a flop.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Stacey, yeah. I'm very sorry to hear about that.
I know. And to be honest, it should have been me or Katrina. Probably Katrina. She really put in a lot of effort. It looked great. But I was fucking a bottle of gin and everything.
Yeah.
I forgot the chokehold that gin has on Irish people.
A drink in general.
Yeah. True. I had fucking drink in mine. I went and I got AU vodka and I was in the gold cans. Yeah. Went and got that Malibu pineapple in gold cans. Very hard to find gold drink. I went and I got gold powder and made a margarita with a gold margarita. I fucking put in the effort, lads.
Yeah.
Fuming.
See, it was one of those. See, you're too fucking fancy. Nobody knew what it was. Everybody was like, oh, there's.
I will say the photo that I got of Sue's one as well was like, and Sue was like, what's the fucking photo that you took? I was like, yours is a shy fuck off. It's like, I had candles in mine. It's like, true.
Somebody here said, came home Xmas Eve. Gee-eyed, hacked up the Christmas ham for Sambo.
No.
A lot of tears from my mum.
Oh my God.
I will say, like.
And not a fuck given.
Not a fuck given. It's going to be cut up anyway, mum. Relax. But then I've never been the host with the, you know, like the display. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
someone just sent us.
Can't relate.
A screenshot of another person's thing. That was put up like a few minutes after I was gone plagiarism.
Oh.
Of another podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time. Anyway.
Just bad. Somebody else said, organising a cocktail night I no longer want to host.
Oh, no, there's nothing worse. Do you know what? On the 22nd, we'll all come to mine and I'll do X, Y, and it seems like a fucking banging idea. And you're like, do you know what? It's going to be great because it'll be in mine. And then when it comes to it, you're like, why am I hosting again? Why am I just going somewhere?
Yeah. No, always choose to go somewhere else. That's the main rule.
Like,
don't be stupid.
Yeah. Horrific.
Stop being fucking stupid. Yeah.
Don't be a blame stupid. Festive fuck-ups. My mum is a vegan. I don't know why, but last year I thought it was genius to buy her a vegan cookbook of recipes that are made of all affordable products. I handed it to her and before she opened the wrapping, she said, this better not be a cookbook, is it? I said, oh, okay, fuck me, then just open it. I still can't tell if I fucked up or if she was just mean. It was her only present. Are cookbooks the worst present ever and am I unaware? No, I got Tom a cookbook as part of his Christmas present or his birthday present this year and he was enthralled.
He is enthralled. A very particular type of person though.
I like when someone gets me a cookbook.
It
depends on the cookbook.
I like the idea of a cookbook. I have cookbooks. Do I open them? No.
Is it real?
You need to be a person who follows through. To be on the receiving end of a cookbook, I think.
Yeah, if you're somebody who enjoys, like my aunt loves, like she just thinks we got her an air fryer and she thinks it's the best thing in the entire world and she sends us videos all the time of her cooking like new things. So part of her Christmas present this year, she's not going to listen to this, but part of her Christmas present this year, I got her an air fryer cookbook.
Yeah.
An Irish one because she lives in the States. Do you get me? So like she'll be like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
You know, ideas. So the other way over there, it's like, pick up your creamed maple honeyed corn, roll that into bacon,
add the cheese,
and where's your butter? Yeah, just fuck that on all that.
A full stick of butter
on a cup of baking sheet.
Four cups of ice.
An ounce of baking powder. Like, don't be there, flat out on Google like what the fuck.
What is a cup of flour? Yeah.
Put in the fucking milk. Use the metric system.
For fuck's sake, you're fucking 2 miles on my knees. I'm fucked. Every fucking time.
They're small sticks of butter. Does it give you a miniature stick of butter? Like,
unsalted?
Is it,
what?
Is it butter? Is it lard? Is it margarine? Fucking margarine? Like, oh. It's a stalk. Like, what is
stalk.
It?
It's a stalk. Oh. I fucking hate them.
Like,
every fucking time. Now, brown your butter. How the fuck am I going to do that? Like, what?
Do you mean fry it? Like, is that what you mean?
Honestly, I was making a potato and leek fucking soup the other day thinking I'm deadly. I got the subscription to Mob Plus, right? And they generally do like kind of pimped up recipes. You know, that kind of way where it's like, this one was, you're going to hate this. This one was a potato and leek soup, but I did a honey chili granola on top as well as preserved lemon pieces. So.
What a fucking wanker. My eyeballs are killing me from rolling into the back of my head.
It's delicious. Anyway. And like, as I was making it, I was like, okay, fine. Do you know what's even fucking funnier? I had every ingredient in the house. All I had to do was go and buy a leek. I had the preserved lemons. I had the fucking preserved lemons to the fucking fridge.
Because you're that's the type of person that you are.
I had the oats so I could make my own granola. I had the honey chili. I have fucking honey chili in the this was mad, mad stuff. Like mad stuff. I had all the spices that I needed to use with gas. But they made me do the leeks like 4 different ways. I had to bake some of the leeks. I had to fry some of the leeks. I had to boil some of the leeks.
Freak a leek.
Petey Pablo. Better like it.
I had to grow a leek.
I had to bathe a leek. There's so much going on with these fucking
dry leek.
Yeah. I was like, what is this? I was like, this is fairly easy. I have all the right. This is great. All I need to do is go and get a leek. Well, fucking hell. I thought the leek would be the easy part. It absolutely was not.
Right. Okay.
Oh my God. It went on for hours. It went on for hours. Yeah.
But you were saying it was worth it.
It was. It was delicious. Now it was. But Tom criticizes every single thing that I cook. So I'm just kind of like, fucked.
Fuck off.
Yeah. But Ray thinks everything I cook is brilliant. So that's it, really matters. I know.
He's just.
And he wouldn't even have it the way that I wanted him to have it. He was like, yeah, I had it with a bit of cheddar and something. I was like, well, you were supposed to have it with the honey baked granola.
Yeah.
And the preserved lemons. No, I don't like the lemons in soup. I go, have you ever tried the lemons in soup? No, I just like them in sandwiches. I was like, no, but you never tried it in soup.
Like lemons in sandwiches?
If you get preserved lemon. Right. So basically, preserved lemons are just like baby lemons that you put into vinegar. So like like a pickled onion, it's like a pickled lemon. But if you slice them really thinly, if you have a sandwich that's full of meat,
yeah,
like real, you know, when like mortadella and all this other kind of fucking mad shy. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm hitting off this new equipment. You know that one of those, particularly in Sicily, this is what they do.
What fucking word you just used?
Mortadella.
What did you just fucking say to me?
What did you just call me? So the hams, Jen, the other, you know, all the different kinds of hams,
the salamis and the hams
and the chorizis, you know, those
meats.
When you get like the layered meatsies, right, loads of meatsies and loads of cheeses, and it's all quite dense and heavy,
it looks mad dry.
But they put like, and they put an aioli and you're like, that's it, nice, but it's like, still kind of dry.
Do you know what they remind me of? You know, you're that pepperami fucker.
Oh my God, yeah, him. He was a bit fucking...
He's so violent.
He was like, so violent.
He's just like real aggressive. In your face.
He was really aggressive.
It's like one of them things when something's opening, you know, like yeah. they flow in the air, the inflatables.
Kind of fuming. Like.
Just like, ugh.
It was like, and it was every single
get
ad.
Get out of my face.
Like their marketing budget must have been through the roof. Yeah. It was intense.
Why does Pepperami just, it was like, I have a word, but I don't want to say it. It's a bit triggering.
What?
It's just like a big rapist or
something. What?
I just get that vibe. What? I just feel like he would chase you down an alley. I need that in.
Would I get it? Yeah, I totally understand.
You do get it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Fucking weird, but I get it. Yeah.
In a trench coat or something.
His little eyes.
It's the little fucking thing at the top of his head. Yeah. Anyway, that's what, when I see like a meat bar or a packet of dried out meat.
You just think of him.
Oh.
You get the creeps.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, what you're supposed to do with the lemons is you just layer, the lemon adds that little bit of acidity. That nice bit of acidity in the middle of the really intense.
Stop making a song and dance about it.
No, it gives a lovely taste. Anyway, that's being preserved.
Never heard
lemons.
Of lemons in a like fucking the war that does go on about pineapple on a pizza. And we're talking about lemons in a sambo.
It's delicious.
Fucking hell. Does falling asleep? This is a submission from a listener. Does falling asleep at the table in your local pub Christmas Eve for a quiet drink count? Nah, I think it's very standard.
That's standard.
That's
yeah.
fairly standard.
That's pretty fine, I'd yeah. say. Yeah.
And my dad. Fine. Oh, God.
What? What?
Oh, my dad smashed the oven door on Christmas Day while they were cooking dinner.
No.
Oh, I want to know how he did it.
Oh.
Did he slam it too hard and it all cracked? Did he kick it in? Like.
Oh,
was he at that fucking turkey out the window 3 times before throwing it at the fucking open door?
What do you do? There's nothing you can do. That's it.
Order in.
On Christmas Day.
Duct tape. Like what?
Yeah, what can you do? That's what I mean. I'm like, that's it. That's
yeah.
You're only having mash, and you're only having.
You'll have to boil your turkey.
Boiling or grilling your turkey.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Like you're not fitting that unless
you go to a neighbour
chopping it up, putting it in the microwave kind of jazz,
or one of the families
frying it.
Yeah. You don't have to fucking mince it, but if you've had a few Baileys then you're a bit fucked, aren't you?
Yeah.
There oh God go.
That is definitely a fuck up. That's what we would call a fuck up.
That's a big fuck up. Yeah. Big fuck up. Christmas Eve, collected a beer hamper for hubby then boyfriend at say 7 p.m. Went on the piss with him, waiting for a taxi outside the bar later in the night. I was trying to get the hamper holding it comfy. It literally flipped over and out of my hand onto the road.
Oh.
11 of the 12 bottles smashed.
Oh.
Mortified. Beer running into the drain. 22 years, 5 kids on. We're still together though. So, I mean, look.
I mean, if he had a breaking up with you over that, I'd be fucking...
I'd be fuming at him. But at the same time, imagine all the effort putting into that, like a beer ad from Callan. Oh, lads.
Fuck it. Ah, oh, yeah. No, that's it. Look it.
Yeah.
Accidents happen.
Sure, look it.
As I say. Shall I look up Booker? Let me just see. Prob's not what you're looking for, but regret trying a chocolate trifle and it was good. And I have a fat fam stuck making 3 or 4 trays every year. Ah, I have a fat family. So now I'm stuck making.
Oh, fucking trifle. Oh, again, when you come up with these elaborate.
You set the standard.
You set the scene and you set the standard where you're like, no, every year I'm now going to do 8 different kinds of potatoes. And everyone's like, can't wait for the potatoes. And you're like, get fucked.
My ma did that. She made the mistake. She does. Yeah, there's a few different types now. And now it's just an expectation.
What ones does she do?
Does
the mash and the roasties fair?
Well, there's the mash, the roasties, there's croquettes. There's mash with like bits in it. I think it's like onion, bacon. There's like it's a fancy one. Now, to be fair, my dad, that's the one day a year. Now he makes dinner like. When he has a day off, he'll do the dinner or whatever. But Christmas, now he really likes taking pride in it.
Okay.
So, like, I think he's kind of all right with it. But it's all the different spreads. And then, like, my brother-in-law doesn't eat. We have a starter. The notions of us on a Christmas. A we get chicken soup, right?
Okay.
Sometimes it's vegetable soup. I think they changed it up a few years ago. Anyway, but my brother-in-law likes prawn cocktail. So, like, that was added to the fucking list. Now, to be fair, he works for, like, a company that does, like, catering. He always brings the dessert and stuff like that.
Cracker.
So, like, he brings the gravy. Like, he stepped up. But he did. I'm saying, you're a very cheeky fucker now. Asking me ma to make you another starter. You're the cheeky fucker.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know?
Yeah.
It's setting the standard. And the spread just gets bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be for me now. Not at all. Not at all. Myself and my sister used to always spend Christmas Day together with our husbands and our kids in either house. One year, we were nearly asleep before the dinner. Too much wine. So the next year, we decided to switch wine for vodka and Red Bull.
Nice!
Because that will keep you going. We were still going 8 a.m. Stephen's Day and had to cancel all the plans for that day. This was many years ago, but we were both divorced and now we never spend Christmas together. PTSD.
Oh my God. I sure look it.
Fucking Red
Bulls. You had to try it. 1 year just to see.
Like, I feel great. Yeah, I'd say you fucking do. I'd say your heart's like, please.
Please stop.
Please stop.
Please.
Please. Please. Give me a minute.
Fucking hell, you're Jesus Christ, Janet.
It's too much.
Oh my God, imagine the scenes. I organised drinks with old work friends. They brought gifts and I had nothing for them. I died. I hate that. When they organised drinks.
Yeah.
I'll meet up. But yeah. Everybody brought presents and she didn't.
Oh yeah. No, and it's, you're like, what, why are we doing this?
Why are you doing it? Like, do you know what fucking annoys me? No, sorry, that sounded very aggressive. It's not that it fucking annoys me. But it's like, I always, for every year, I forget who bought for who the year previous. Like, I have a goddaughter.
Yeah. You never remember Christmas.
Like, I seriously don't remember receiving anything from her, like, the first 3 years of her life. And then, like, last year, it was like, there was a present given to me and it was like, you're her godmother. I was like, we don't do this. But yeah, but you're her godmother. It was like, it was a real expected thing. And I was like, shit, did this happen last year?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing. I'd like a set menu for presents that I have to buy. What I mean?
Fair.
Because I always just thought we had this like agreement.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then there's certain families, it's like, no, well, I have 12 kids, so don't buy for all my kids and I won't buy for your. It's a weird fucking, I would like a contract, please.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks a million.
Like, sometimes you buy for some people, sometimes you don't. Like, do you know what I mean? I'd love to just send out a mass WhatsApp. Like, fucking, we're broke this year. We just renovated the house. Let's just forget it.
Yeah.
You know. Grand, thanks. Just forget. We won't buy you.
Or Dunn's vouchers. Again, back to the Dunn's vouchers. You cannot go wrong. It has everything on Dunn's. Food, textiles.
Yeah, it's grand. Yeah.
Everything. I don't see the... People are so precious about vouchers. I think vouchers are like... But when they're shite, yeah. But when they're good, you're like stunning.
They're so handy to fall back on.
Yeah. No matter what.
I love a voucher.
Yeah. And you can re-gift if you need to.
Yeah.
It's the perfect present.
It's so, so perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Festive hookups. This happened last week. I was minding my little cousin while my mum was at work and threw on a film for her, not minding. She is 6 and it was Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the Xmas special. Did you hear about this? I've heard of it. Did you hear? Right.
So, earmuffs for little ears. I don't know who would, in their right mind, have this on around a child, but just in case an auto went on and you haven't been around to change the fucking channel or whatever. Disney Plus issued a statement saying, we have been made aware that the magic may be taken out of your child's life if they watch this film, because there's like nods to a certain somebody not existing.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. I don't know what the context around it is. I don't know what actually happened.
You're about to find out.
Oh, lovely. Educate me there.
She said, turns out the cunts ruined Santa within the first half an hour. He finds presents in the hot press and gets the same ones on Christmas Day. She was asking serious questions and I was traumatised. I'm still shook. I had to sit my cousin down and explain it to her. She was grand, but I was shook to my core. The fuckers.
Oh my God.
Why would they do that in a kid's film?
Most fucking Christmas films have a kid in it that doubts.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm just like, why?
Yeah. Actually, you're so right. It's always a kid that doubts.
And it's always like, the start of the film is the kid is coming of age. They're just about to stop with the whole thing, the whole Christmas magic thing. And then by the end of it, they believe again. But it's still
doubt there.
It's still putting that niggle of doubt in there.
It cast a shred of doubt.
Don't put a fucking Santa on the cover or like the thumbnail of a movie. And I'm like, yeah, I'll put this on for my 4-year-old. And within the first 5 minutes, the kid is doubting whether. Like, the Christmas Chronicles, I will say, is a very good, like, you'd even enjoy it. It's on Netflix. It's like they have... I think there's a few of them now at this stage, but it is a good one. But within, like, the whole setup at the start of it is that they're trying to catch Santa with a camera because they're like doubting it.
Yeah,
that's just one example. And then like Miracle on 34th Street, that little kid, the actor, you know what I mean? Like, how did they get the actors to?
I know.
It's you know what I mean. If you really think about it,
that's actually...
how fucking young was she in that? And she's like, "This is Santa's real." Like, this is kind
of, and you're
like,
excuse me?
Don't make her say that. Fucking get her off that set.
That's, yeah.
Do what you usually do. Get a 35-year-old to play a 4-year-old. Thanks very much.
Do your usual.
Don't do that.
Stacey Dash is available. Yeah. She's always on it. Locked to the Christmas party, confused one bald man with another, and I spoke to him for a good bit as if he was said bald man.
They all look the same.
I asked him about his kids. When he said he didn't have any, I'd say I skewed myself into the face of a raisin with confusion. Just as his wife came over to rescue him from a very overfamiliar drunk. She was my boss. A big, 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 important, very judgmental boss.
Oh, lovely.
Imagine you'd be like, you down of Kim? Is that what you're saying tonight, Jerry?
Oh.
My name's Adam. Oh.
Oh, shit. Wrong, man. Okay,
shit. Right, gotta go.
My boss spilled her whole glass of wine into my Christmas dinner and then talked.
What? What?
Let me try and say this with a straight face. Right. My ma spilled her whole glass of wine into my Christmas dinner then told me to fuck off. That doesn't sound like a fuck up. That sounds intentional.
Fuck off. You'd be like, what?
Oh, stop. Hold on. Oh, this one has another submission. That was very funny. Called the owner a cunt at my Christmas party. Got a verbal warning. Don't know if that's legal.
Oh.
I think verbal abuse... What? The warning wasn't legal or you? I'm sure there's definitely a rule in place. I wouldn't say
I don't think you can say that to your boss.
I don't think
so. And get away with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Think about it logically here. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna need you to sit back and think about it logically.
I know you're fuming, and I know you didn't mean that. I know you didn't mean that. Okay.
Fucking hell, that's so funny.
But I will say this is bonkers. My dad accidentally knocked the oven off while cooking the turkey, and around 5 hours later, we realized we had a 12-pound, basically raw turkey to feed 10 people. My mother is now in charge of future Christmas dinners.
Oh God, wouldn't that be a pain in the hole?
Pain in the hoop.
We have a new oven, and every time Adam goes to put a pizza on, he never does it. Like, he just puts it on like wind, no temperature. And he's like, he looks at it, he goes, "Does if the light's not on, that does that mean?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He didn't. He goes, "No." Every fucking time.
You're like, and you still don't learn. It's crazy.
You're still defrosting it. Like,
just blowing. blowing hot air onto it. Thank you.
He can't take it.
The person from the Diary of a Wimpy Kid just came back and said, "Can I also preface this by stating my she, the mam, then made a Facebook post about it, essentially saving other kids from watching it. In a basically very roundabout way, I saved Christmas."
She fucking did. I did see it.
And Claire posted it the other day, and now loads of people have posted
it. And I've seen the screenshots of the email from Disney Plus, because there's obviously been enough complaints about it now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and they're like, "Sorry about that." And I'm like, that's actually really... like, that is really fucked up. Like, now that I think about it, I would have been traumatized as a child. I would have been like, what? And he gets the same stuff on Christmas Day?
I mean, we're blaming Disney Plus. It's the producers and the writers of the movie. Like,
yeah, but Disney Plus commissioned that movie. Like, it's not as if I can just go, Disney Plus are like, "Go make a movie about Christmas." And I'm like, sure. And I just bang up anything. It could be like dinosaurs and Christmas hats.
Yeah, very true.
You know?
Very true. My friend got melty drunk and knocked over her mum's Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. Sounds like a Carla I know.
Yeah.
Got so drunk on Christmas Eve, woke up at 6 a.m. Christmas Day puking, and continued to puke all day. There's at least one of those.
I've been hungover more Christmas days than I care to admit.
Yeah. I used to hate it. Like, yeah.
And now I'm like, this is great. I don't have to be hungover on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it was about Christmas Eve when I was younger that I just felt like I had to get
you
meldy.
Had to get meldy, yeah.
It was just one
a lot of the times it was the finish of work, though. I used to work every Christmas Eve, so you'd literally put down your fucking makeup brushes and I'd be sprinting to the pub, like,
yeah. And it was always packed, like, what?
Always rammed, yeah. And like, everybody be up there at least an hour before me, and I'd be like trying to catch up, and always be meldy, always meldy.
And then set the dinner on fire, everyone was isolating with COVID, shy Christmas, laughed and moved on. Set the dinner on fire.
Good for you.
Absolutely fucking love that. Yeah. My mother's ex installed a hob wrong on the 23rd of December, so we had no Christmas dinner until 8 p.m. Oh, there's three. Hang on. one of two. Sorry, this is another story, but it's part one. The first year I cooked Christmas dinner, it was perfect. The second year I forgot the veg. My 3 year old was not happy. We had no veg. Fair play to your 3 year old. And reminded me through every potato that we had no veg.
No veg.
There's no veg. Mam. No veg. Mam.
No veg.
There is no veg. It, do you know what? You talk about veg as a standalone thing and you're just like, eh. A big dinner without veg, it goes missed.
It does. You need something to break it up. Like, you need the sweetness of the carrots, yeah. Or like, you need so, yeah, you the can't texture, just be the pea. Yeah. Like, say the texture, yeah. You can't just be like, because my sister would have a full plate of beige food. I'm like, eh.
Like, you need the cleansing of a parsnip. Like, it's an essential thing.
Of a turnip per person.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Very nice. Do you have an unpopular opinion?
I do. I think we're all just a bit too manic over chef TV shows and chef movies.
Okay.
The Bear and what's that other one called? The Table. And there's just a lot of them coming out of the woodwork now at the moment. And everybody's like, oh my God, it's so fucking good. And I'm like, is this like a juiced up Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares kind of vibe?
I've never heard of any of these things.
Have you not? Oh, no. People are going wild for them. Wild for them, Jen.
They're going fucking wild for them.
You're going absolutely crazy for them, Jen.
I don't watch a lot of telly, to be fair.
Yeah, true.
I just watch, like, I'm still watching Gossip Girl. I've gotten into a series.
Nice and breezy.
But, like, do you know what I find? When you're watching a series, like, remember I was obsessed with Buffy?
Yeah.
Gave up on Angel again. I gave up on it. I just, like, can't stick to it.
Yeah, you're
can't.
Like, nah. You're done.
I'm done. So, like, there's always people referencing Gossip Girl. So I was like, I need to watch this shit. But, like, now my life, like, all my references, I'm like, just like, oh, yeah, that's so Blair of you. Like, nobody knows what I'm fucking talking about because it was, like, out in...
Because you're talking to Bobby.
1999. Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, oh, fuck. See, this is consuming my life. I should probably find somebody who's watching it at the same time. Anyway, that's my life at the minute.
I'm ahead up, so that's the
crack there. Mm-hmm. You're not hooked up to this for a stamper.
No,
so that's not gonna happen. You're just gonna have to get added. Show notes, mm-hmm. as per fucking news, lads. Mm-hmm. Load of links there, including our Patreon, which we never mentioned. Extra €6 for 5 extra episodes a month. That's what you can get if you want
to
join. And there's like a catalog of over 250.
Stunning.
Episodes is what I learned last week.
Yeah.
But we're gonna go and do that now. Speaking of, and sure, lucky, we will talk to you. Well, I won't. I'll talk to you probably in Jan.
Yeah, you'll talk next year.
I see us next year. Oh my jacky fucker! I'll see us next year. So that's that. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that jazz. I'll talk to you soon. Carla's going to take over with a few guesty westies for the next couple of weeks, and we hope you all have a fucking fantastic Christmas. Sure, go on, I'll talk to you later. Take care. Go on, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.